AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. President Trump is defending his tariffs, using a major economic speech in Michigan to argue that they have boosted domestic manufacturing, despite many Americans' fears about rising prices. Speaking today in Detroit, Trump said the economy's strength surprised even him.
And an economy that is far ahead of even my optimistic. I had a very optimistic schedule, I thought. I didn't think it was, but people said it was very optimistic. Turns out to be very pessimistic by compared to what we've done.
Trump was in the swing state of Michigan to push the case that he has boosted domestic manufacturing in hopes of countering fears about a weakening job market and still rising prices. Greenland is pushing back on U.S. designs for the island.
A senior Greenland government official says it's unfathomable the United States is discussing taking over a NATO ally. Leading up to meetings in Washington, Naja Nathanielsen, Greenland's Minister for Business and Mineral Resources, urged the Trump administration to listen to the people there.
We have no intention of becoming American. It is not something we have aimed for, worked for, but we have worked towards more collaboration with Americans for many, many years. We are an American ally.
Nathanielsen says Greenlanders are not sleeping. Children are afraid.
We feel betrayed. We feel that the rhetoric is offensive, as we have stated many times before, but also bewildering.
President Trump has pushed the issue and is considering a range of options, including military force, to acquire Greenland.
For others, this might be a piece of land, but for us, it's home.
Greenland is a semi-autonomous Danish territory. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Supreme Court seems likely to uphold state laws banning transgender girls and women from playing on school athletic teams. This is AP News. Pittsburgh Steelers coach Mike Tomlin has resigned after 19 seasons. Tomlin was the longest tenured coach in American professional sports. He won the Super Bowl in his second season, but ends his Steeler coaching career with 7 straight playoff losses. One of America's star athletes says she will be able to participate in next month's Winter Olympics despite an injury scare.
Snowboarder Chloe Kim says she's good to go for the Milan Cortina Olympics despite tearing the labrum in her shoulder during a training run last week in Switzerland. The 2-time gold medalist in the halfpipe posted an update to Instagram saying she wasn't surprised to learn she had torn the area that holds her shoulder together. She says she's upset that she won't be able to snowboard again until just before the Winter Games. She confirms she will be in Italy going for her 3rd straight Olympic title. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.